India and Pakistan may be closer to resolving their long-standing conflict over Kashmir. The dispute over the territory has twice brought the two nuclear rivals to war, and a little more than a year ago, there was fear they were about to fight again. But in Islamabad, Pakistan today, India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, held a private meeting with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. This is their first meeting in 2 years. NPR's Guy Raz is in Islamabad. Guy, any word of what happened in that meeting?
Well, Alex, officials on both sides, both Indian and Pakistani officials, have been very, very tight-lipped about what specifically was discussed. What they're saying is the fact that these two leaders met at all is what's important here. I mean, I think we can make the assumption that the Kashmir question wasn't discussed in detail, but that both leaders agreed that it's something that should be resolved, that needs to be resolved, and that perhaps this is a start to beginning a series of discussions, dialogues, on finally ending this 50-year-old conflict.
There is this meeting in Islamabad of South Asian nations, and that's the sort of, I guess, what brought these two leaders into the same kind of venue anyway. So it's pretty significant that they would get away from the kind of the big open meetings and just talk to each other.
It really is, Alex, and it certainly wasn't expected. There wasn't any meeting between Prime Minister Vajpayee and President Musharraf scheduled at all. But there are really several reasons why it had to take place. For one, there's been a tremendous amount of international pressure on both of these leaders to finally resolve this Kashmir question. Of course, both countries claim historical ownership over the region, and both have fought two wars over the region. But right now, the time has come for both of these countries to really start to figure out how to resolve it. The reason why is simple. It's economics. It costs a lot of money for these two countries to maintain soldiers in Kashmir, and both countries want to try to figure out a way to divert the resources they spend on defense to spending it on economic development. Now, Prime Minister Vajpayee has said that he wanted to end his political career as a man of peace. He's going to step down at the end of this year, and that he was ready to do business with President Musharraf. President Musharraf, at the same time, has said he'd be willing to compromise on the Kashmir question. It's something that very few Pakistani leaders have been willing to say. This is a hot-button issue in both of these countries and a very difficult issue for both of these leaders domestically.
Well, this is the headline coming out of the conference, at least today. But anything else there that we should know about?
Well, Alex, as you know, this is one of the world's most impoverished regions. The leaders who have come to this summit, and there are seven countries represented here, they represent 1.5 billion people. Now, this is a region with significant underdevelopment, a tremendous amount of poverty. And so the other countries very much have an interest in seeing India and Pakistan resolving the Kashmir conflict. The most significant things that's come out of this summit is an agreement to create a free trade zone in South Asia. The South Asia summit is really meant to become kind of like the European Union, an economic zone where there can be some kind of momentum to build this region, develop it, and bring about prosperity here.
NPR's Guy Raz in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you, Guy.
Thanks, Alex.